Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin and Parak Beis Mishnah Ches. By way of introduction to the next bunch of Mishnayos, it's important to realize that whenever we have a fruit in front of us, we have to be able to delineate and know which year that particular fruit belongs to. Now, obviously, that's important when it comes to Shemitah, because if I have an orange in front of me, I have to know, is this orange from the seventh year, in which case it's Kedusha Shviyos, and there are certain halachos that apply to it? Is it from the sixth year, the eighth year, the fourth year, the second year? It's important to know what year any fruit is from, not only for the purposes of Shemitah, to know whether or not a particular fruit is from Shemitah, but even in terms of knowing various maestros, various tithes that a person needs to be able to give. During the third and the sixth year, you have to give maaser anim, you give a tithe to the poor people. During year 1, 2, 4, and 5, we give maaser sheni, which is where we bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or we redeem it where we are and bring the money to Yerushalayim, whatever the case may be. But in general, we have to know, what is this particular crop from? What year is it from for the purposes of Shemitah and for the purposes of maaser? So what we're going to be doing right now is we're going to learn from the Mishnah when certain fruits, certain crops, certain produce are considered to be from which year. Says the Mishnah, Ha'orez v'ha'dochan v'ha'progim v'ha'shumshimin, which is rice and millet and poppy and sesame, different types of crops, Shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that took roots. Their roots started to sprout before Rosh Hashanah. Misashrin l'sha'avar, we assume that the maaser that's due from them is from the sixth year, and again, the sixth year is when we give maaser ani, so you have to give maaser ani because they took root. It's all about when the roots start to form, when they start to take root, so you'd have to take maaser from the previous year, from the sixth year, umutarin b'shvius, and they would be mutter, they'd be permitted in the seventh year. They're not considered to be shmita fruits, they're not considered to have kedushas shvius, to the holiness of shmita, because according to the Mishnah, all of these types of crops, their year is determined by when they start to actually take root. So if their roots started to sprout before Shemitah, then that's when they are considered. They're considered to be six-year fruit. It's not when they emerge. It's not when they are picked. It's when the roots start to form. Ve'im lav, but if not, says the Mishnah, if the roots started to take effect after the Shemitah year began, then asurin b'shviyas, then they would be usher in the seventh year. They would have Kedusha Shviyas because, again, it's all about when the roots start to grow, when the Hashrasha takes place. Finishes off the Mishnah, Umis Ashrin, Lishana Haba. And if the Hashrasha takes place, if the roots take effect, let's say after it's already the fourth year, then that's the year. Then if it's going to take effect in the fourth year, if the roots are going to form in the fourth year, then you have to give Maaser Sheni. It's all about when the roots take effect, when the roots start to form for these particular crops. Continuing the Mishnah now with Parak Beis Mishnah Ches, as we discuss different types of crops for the exact same context. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Shezuri says, Pol HaMitzri, an Egyptian bean, Shezra'o Lezera B'tchila, that the reason why they're being planted is not for the bean themselves, but for their seeds. You want to have the seeds. So Kayotze Behen says the Mishnah, the same halacha that we learned in the previous Mishnah, that it's all about the Hashrasha, it's all about when the roots take effect, is true when it comes to this Egyptian bean as well. Once the roots take effect, that's when we know which year those beans belong to for the purposes of Shemitah, Maaseros, and so on. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Afunin Hagam Lone, when it comes to these big, large beans, Kayotze Behem, the same is true, it goes by the Hashrasha, it goes by when the root takes effect. Finishing off the Mishnah with another opinion about these big, large beans, Rabbi Lazar says, Afunin Hagam Lonin, that when it comes to these large beans, Misha Tirmlu Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that really what matters is if their plants started to form their pods, if they emerged, if they started to be seen, not about the roots, according to Rabbi Lazar, but it's how they appear above ground, how they appear. Did the pods start to form or not? And if they started to form before Rosh Hashanah, then it's part of the sixth year. You would have to give Maaser Ani. You wouldn't be part of Shemitah. But if the pods started to form during the seventh year, then they would have Kedushas Shviyas. They would be considered to be Shemitah produce. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin discussed the rice, millet, poppy, and sesame, and basically told us that their year is determined based on when their roots begin to form. If they begin before Rosh Hashanah, then they're part of the sixth year, Ma'aser Ani, no Shemitah. If they begin after the sixth year, if they begin after Rosh Hashanah, then it would be part of Kedusha Shvius, but it's all about when the roots begin to take effect, when the roots begin to form, both in terms of Shemitah and in terms of the various Maisros throughout the years. And then in Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah taught us about the Egyptian bean, about a large bean, and ultimately it said that generally we follow the same thing. It's all about the Hashrasha, it's all about when the roots begin to form. That's how we determine what year a particular crop, or at least these particular crops, belong to. Rabbi Eliezer disagreed and ultimately said that it's really about when the plants begin to form their pods, but ultimately we don't paskin like that. Have a great day.